This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Should Louisiana allow utility companies to compete? That's one of the questions posed to Public Service Commission candidates at a luncheon forum Tuesday. Dr. Craig Green said,
I think smart metering is a good idea. I think more efficient ways of doing things. And I think if we can give customers options.
And the current appointed commissioner, Damon Baldone, responded.
Would I like to see competition? Yes, but we have the lowest rates in the country, even though these utility companies have a monopoly.
The third Republican in the race, Lenar Whitney, mistook the scheduled time for the event, hosted by the East Baton Rouge GOP. Candidates for the District 2 seat, which stretches from the Felicianas south to Houma-Terrebonne, were also asked how they deal with customer complaints about higher electric bills following hurricanes and floods. Baldone, a lawyer and former state lawmaker who recently switched from Democrat to Republican, said,
No, that should not be correct. We implement a rule that utility companies cannot charge reconnect fees if somebody's down.
Green, an orthopedic surgeon by trade, said,
I have a high price all the time so that the prices stay the same when you have a catastrophe.
Capping the forum, though, was this question from Scott Wilfong, who is actively campaigning to be the next Louisiana Republican Party chairman.
All that sounds boring to me. Where do you stand on issues that matter to real conservatives? Are you pro-life? Are you pro-gun? Do you support President Trump?
Baldone replied,
If you look at my voting record, you see my pro-life, my pro-gun, and my anti-tax policy speaks for itself.
And Green said,
I'm pro-life, own 17 guns. I voted for Trump.
The election is October 14th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.